Welcome to the Utica Phoenix Deep Dive, where we kind of unpack all this news and figure out what it all means for you. Today, we're diving into something that's really got people on edge, especially Democrats and progressives. It's all about President Trump's executive order, the one freezing those federal grants and loans. We got a ton of articles from you guys from places like CNN, ABC News, even the Associated Press. Oh, and some really deep dives, too, from like Roll Call and Politico. So let's break it all down. Like, what's really going on here and what can you actually do about it?
Well, first, you really got to grasp just how big this order actually is. We're not talking about some minor budget adjustment here. This is like hitting the pause button on trillions of dollars. Federal spending.
Yeah.
You know, it could totally stop tons of public programs, ones that millions of Americans rely on.
Okay, so let's unpack this thing. What exactly happened?
So on January 27th, the White House Office of Management and Budget, you know, OMB, they put out this memo telling all the federal agencies to stop spending on financial assistance programs, like everything, grants, loans, the whole shebang. And get this, it's supposed to go into effect January 28th at 5 p.m. Eastern time. Talk about short notice for something this massive.
Whoa, that's like flipping a switch on a huge part of the government overnight. And all those sources you send in mention a lot of confusion about what programs are actually affected.
Totally. The memo was super vague at first, but then this 836-page spreadsheet popped up, listing a whole bunch of programs the OMB wants info on. Everything from Pell Grants and school lunches to like wildfire preparedness, even foreign aid. We're even seeing stuff like research for cures for childhood cancer and funding for homeless shelters. Potentially on the chopping block.
Wait, are they seriously considering cutting funds for things like that?
Well, the spreadsheet doesn't specifically say cut, but asking agencies for this kind of information is usually the first step, you know? They do a review and then maybe reduce funding or even eliminate it altogether.
So what's the reasoning behind all of this?
So the memo says they need to make sure all the funding lines up with President Trump's priorities. And they specifically call out stuff like DEI initiatives, transgender rights, environmental justice, and clean energy spending as areas they're going to be scrutinizing.
And I'm guessing those priorities don't exactly match up with what most Democrats and progressives want.
You got it. The memo uses terms like Marxist equity and Green New Deal social engineering policies, calling them wasteful spending. This is definitely a move to target programs that don't fit the Trump administration's ideology.
This is where it gets interesting, right? Because isn't there a legal argument here? Can the president just decide to freeze funding that Congress has already approved?
That's the million-dollar question, and things could get pretty messy. Democrats and legal experts are already saying this whole thing is unconstitutional, you know, violating Congress's power of the purse and all that. They say it's way overstepping presidential authority and might even break the 1974 Impoundment Control Act, which was put in place to stop the president from just withholding funds.
So we could be looking at a major legal showdown.
Absolutely. Democratic state attorneys general are already gearing up to sue. New York's Attorney General Letitia James has been pretty vocal, saying she's ready to take imminent legal action. This thing could easily turn into a drawn-out legal battle, kind of like those fights we saw in Trump's first term over things like the border wall funding and aid to Ukraine. And this isn't just some theoretical legal debate, you know? The impact of this funding freeze could be really serious, especially for the communities that Democrats and progressives really care about.
Yeah, the sources you guys send in really show how this could affect people's lives. It's not just numbers on a spreadsheet. We're talking about real people here.
Exactly. Think about the programs that could be impacted. Food assistance, housing, early childhood education, support for veterans, domestic violence shelters, suicide hotlines, the list goes on and on. These programs are lifelines for so many people struggling to get by. Losing that funding suddenly could be devastating.
It's like a domino effect almost, right?
Yeah.
If those programs lose funding, the people they help are going to struggle even more, which could lead to a whole bunch of other problems.
You got it. And the economic fallout could be huge, too. The federal government gives tons of money to state and local governments and nonprofits. That money goes to everything from infrastructure to public health. If that funding suddenly stops, it could ripple through the economy. You could see job losses, businesses shutting down, and essential services declining.
So we could be looking at people losing access to vital services.
Yeah.
The economy taking a hit, and the most vulnerable people in our society left to fend for themselves. It's a pretty grim picture.
It is, and the uncertainty around this whole thing makes it even worse. The memo from OMB is so vague, no one knows which programs will be affected or for how long. Organizations that depend on this funding are stuck, They can't plan or budget properly, and the people who rely on these programs are constantly worried that their lifeline could be cut off at any moment.
It's like they're holding this giant axe over the social safety net, and no one knows when or where it's going to fall.
That's a good way to put it. And we can't forget this funding freeze is happening while there's this broader attack on the federal government. We've seen Trump's executive orders targeting DEI, transgender rights environmental programs. It's like a clear pattern of trying to undo all the progress made in these areas.
So it's not really about being fiscally responsible or streamlining the government then. It's about pushing a very specific agenda.
Exactly. And the way they're going about it is raising some serious concerns about the balance of power in our government. If the president can just decide to withhold funds for programs he doesn't like, it undermines the whole system of checks and balances that our democracy is built on.
It's like he's trying to go around Congress and rule by executive order.
That's what people are worried about. And it's not just Democrats who are concerned. Even some Republicans have spoken out against this, questioning if it's even legal and what the consequences might be. This isn't just partisan bickering. It's a fundamental question about how our government is supposed to work.
So this funding freeze is just one part of a bigger problem, right? We're also seeing things like inspectors general getting fired, attempts to control what federal agencies are saying. It all feels like a pattern of eroding democratic norms and institutions.
Right. And it's eerily similar to what happened during Trump's first term. Same disregard for the rule of law, same willingness to use executive power to punish opponents, same indifference to the struggles of everyday Americans. It's a dangerous pattern, and we need to push back.
Okay, so we've laid out the problem pretty clearly. Now let's talk about what we can do about it. Our listeners are Democrats and progressives, and they're understandably worried. What can they actually do to fight back?
Well, the most important thing is to make your voices heard. Contact your representatives in Congress and tell them you're watching and you expect them to hold the administration accountable.
Yeah, and it's not enough to just send a quick email or make a phone call. We need to stay engaged. We need to keep the pressure on our elected officials. Make sure they know this is something we really care about.
Absolutely. Sign up for newsletters from organizations that are following this issue. Stay updated with reliable news sources and go to town halls or events where you can talk to your representatives directly.
What about supporting organizations that are directly involved in this fight?
That's really important. The National Council of Nonprofits, for example, is a great resource. They can help you find organizations that are working to protect the social safety net. Donating your time or money to those organizations can make a real difference. Help them help people affected by this funding freeze.
And we can't forget the power of collective action. Talking to friends, family, and neighbors about this, organizing rallies or protests, all of that raises awareness and puts pressure on those in power.
Yeah.
We need to show them we're not going to just sit back and take this. It feels like we're at a turning point here.
You know, yeah.
On one side, you've got this administration pushing an agenda that a lot of people see as like harmful, even dangerous. And then you've got all these people fired up and ready to fight back.
It's definitely a moment of truth. And even though things are serious, we can't just drown in doom and gloom. Remember, throughout history, movements for social change have always faced these huge obstacles. But people have always come together to fight for justice and fairness and equality, and they've won. This is our chance to do the same thing.
So how do we take all that energy and make sure it actually leads to change? We've talked about calling our reps, supporting organizations, raising awareness. But what else can people do? What about those legal challenges that are coming up? Could those change everything?
Oh, those legal challenges are a big part of this fight for sure. If the courts decide this funding freeze is unconstitutional, it could force the administration to back down. But legal battles can drag on forever, and you never know how they'll turn out. So we can't just sit back and wait for that.
So we need to play the long game, right? Yep. Stay involved. Stay informed and keep pushing for change on every level.
Exactly. And that starts with each of us understanding what's really at stake here. This isn't just about some abstract budget numbers or political games. It's about real people's lives, their well-being, the future of our country. Values like justice, fairness, compassion, they're all under attack. It's up to all of us to stand up for them.
And that's why we do this deep dive, right?
Right.
To cut through all the BS, understand what's happening, and give people the tools to actually do something about it.
That's the whole point. Knowledge is power, right? The more we understand about the problems we face, the better we can handle them.
Well, I think we've given our listeners a lot to think about today. It's been a pretty intense deep dive, but hopefully a helpful one too. We laid out the facts, talked about the potential consequences, and most importantly, how people can get involved and make a difference.
And don't forget, even the small things matter. Every phone call, every email, every donation, every conversation, it all adds up. Never underestimate your own power to change things.
This deep dive has definitely shown us how fragile our democracy is, but it's also been a reminder of how much power people have to shape their own future. It's on all of us to stay involved, stay informed, and keep fighting for the world we want to live in.
Yeah, we covered a lot today, from how this whole funding freeze started to the potential fallout and ways to fight back. But the story isn't over yet. What happens next depends on what we do. So let's take what we've learned and turn it into action. Let's fight for the future we want.
Thank you for listening, and subscribe to our YouTube channel to listen to more deep dives.